Hello again, everybody. Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, and welcome back to Training Camp Breakdown. This will be our final one, at least from the Bourbonnais portion of Training Camp. The Bears will head back to Halas Hall after Thursday night's game against the San Diego Chargers. And Tom, it's a great starting point to get an overview of how Camp 1 under Mark Trestman has gone.
We didn't know what to expect when we first got on camp. Then all of a sudden you watch as things start to evolve. You start listening to the coaches and go through their standard coaching responsibilities and making sure everybody understands their assignment. And then you finally got to watch a weekend of practice and you saw everything taking shape. Good thing we got to watch a game the other night, because then you get a barometer. You get an evaluation of both how young guys are doing and how the coach's message is being accepted.
Let's get specific on individuals who shined in this camp. We'll start for the veterans, the leaders of this group. We'll start on defense with four Pro Bowlers.
Well, we're going to talk about Charles Tillman, Tim Jennings, Julius Peppers, and Lance Briggs. Every one of these guys. Yeah, Julius missed a little bit of time, but each one of these guys, they fulfilled their obligations as veteran leaders on this football team. Lance did an incredible job, both by his play, but being a new director of this defense. Charles Tillman, Tim Jennings, they showed up every day, and that's a key. They showed up every day and came out here and practiced hard, got their message across to some of these young guys who are starting to flourish because they have veteran leadership like these four to listen to.
Offensive side of the ball, we've been paying close attention to how the quarterbacks are going to run this offense, in particular number six, Jay Cutler.
Yeah, Jay Cutler has had a really nice camp. Then you got Matt Forte behind him, Roberto Garza in front of Jay Cutler, and then you got Martellus Bennett that came in here as a tight end that really opened that position up. We had great expectations for what the tight end position could contribute at an NFL level. I think we're finally seeing it. One thing about the tight end position, it's not all loss in them catching passes. You go over there to one-on-ones against the offensive and defensive line, and you see these tight ends doing a very good job against the defensive end in their pass protection responsibilities. That's as important as them catching.
Offensive line, not yet finished. They don't know who the starting five will be, but I think we're starting to see hints of what it could be. And the two rookies, Jordan Mills at right tackle and Kyle Long at right guard, are going to get a chance here.
Well,
a real good chance.
Last week you mentioned they had six different combinations of trying to find the best five. Well, now they got two more guys inserted that they started with the other night. So you mentioned Kyle Long, Jordan Mills on the right side. Why is the tight end position important? Because it gives you senior leadership and understanding of how to block, and they got Roberto Garza at center. They're very fortunate to have some experienced guys on each side of them, but I like what they're doing. They're not being elevated because they're rookies right. Drafted where they are. They're getting elevated because of their performance, and that's exciting to see because we talk about competition over the years. Now you got a veteran like Jamarcus Webb who's going to move over and work both the right side and the left side, but that should motivate him because you have these young guys that are starting to take their places and earn their positions. That should motivate every veteran on this team.
There was a lot of impressive young athletic talent that is at least flexing their muscles at the beginning of this situation, because for the honest God truth, the training camp portion may be over, but training camp is still going on at Halas Hall up until that September opener against the Bengals.
Right, but you know what to expect out of some of these rookies. Like we saw Kasim Green come out here in a practice tempo, and yeah, there was nothing great, but he flashed. Then you see him in the game, and he flashes.
Yeah.
He shows up.
Plays.
He's fundamentally tackling. He's an aggressive player, and that's what you like to see because you're not aware of it because of the tempo now they have at training camp practices. But now you have expectations put on your shoulders. Now we expect something out of Kasim Green. We expect something out of Jonathan Bostic. We want to see Isaiah Frye continue to improve because those are the names and the youth of this team that's going to be the next generation. Those guys are very important to perform their second time as well as they did the first.
Overall, saw some great things on both sides of the ball. You really can't see a ton on special teams, but let's talk about Devin Hester real quick because he seems as relaxed, as happy, and as optimistic about his season as I've seen in a long time.
You know, he's very confident in that role, and that's his role. So he doesn't have a lot of other things to think about. I think he can come back and return as a Pro Bowl threat at the return game and then give that first down, two first downs to Mark Trestman. Give him the field position.
Field position. Invaluable.
You saw the first play where you mentioned it the other night on the broadcast when Josh McCown came out, first play after turnover, 50-yarder went for the touchdown. Those are the capabilities in the field position Devin Hester has the ability to give this team.
So there you go, an overview of Training Camp 2013, the first under head coach Mark Trestman. We hope you've enjoyed watching these features as we've broken down several of the position groups and looking at the season ahead. It should be a heck of a lot of fun to see the Bears go at it in the regular season opener against the Cincinnati Bengals and on from there. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching on ChicagoBears.com.